This story comes from Zambia, which is in Africa, southern central Africa. Many, many years ago, Tortoise went on a very long journey, and he knew it would take him many, many days because Tortoise walked very slowly. And along the way, he met Hyena. Now, Hyena had a reputation for playing nasty tricks on people, and he tied up Tortoise, hung him up in a tree, and ran away laughing. Well, Tortoise sang a sad song. He sang, "Poor old Tortoise, hanging in a tree. Poor old Tortoise, who will set him free? Ah, 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 ah." Well, Zebra heard Tortoise's sad song, and Zebra says, "Tortoise, what are you doing in a tree?" Tortoise looked down and said, "Hyena did this to me. He thought it was funny." Zebra said, "Well, Tortoise, do you want me to get you down?" Tortoise said, "Yes." So Zebra unties Tortoise, brings him down to the ground. Tortoise says, "Oh, Zebra, thank you. You have saved my life. And because you have saved my life, I will give you a gift." And he takes his great clay pot. You see, Tortoise was a painter. And he put colors in that pot. And he painted stripes on Zebra. Well, Zebra, hey, he thought he looked fine. And he went on his way. And Tortoise went on his way, but guess who he met again? Hyena. Hyena says, "Hey, Tortoise, now wait a minute. You're going to stay up in a tree this time." And he ties up Tortoise again, hangs him up in another tree. This is a huge tree. We're up the top of this huge, huge tree. Runs away laughing. Well, Tortoise sang his sad song. He sang, "Poor old Tortoise, hanging in a tree. Poor old Tortoise, who will set him free? Ah, 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 ah." Well, this time, Mandrill, the monkey, heard Tortoise's sad song, and Mandrill says, "Tortoise, what are you doing in a tree?" Tortoise looked down and said, "Hyena did this to me. He thought it was funny." Mandrill said, "Well, hey, Tortoise, want me to get you down?" Tortoise said, "Yes." So Mandrill climbed to the top of that tree only as fast as a monkey can, and he untied Tortoise, brought him down to the ground. Tortoise said, "Oh, Mandrill, thank you. You have saved my life. And because you have saved my life, I will give you a gift." And he takes his great clay pot, and he puts in colors, bright, bright colors. And he paints colors on Mandrill's face. He put red and blue and yellow and white, bright, bright colors. Well, Mandrill, hey, he thought he looked fine. And he went on his way. And Tortoise went on his way, but guess who he met again?
Hyena.
Hyena says, "All right, Tortoise, ha-ha, you're not getting down this time." And he ties up Tortoise again, hangs him up in another tree. This tree's leaning over a river. Runs away laughing. While Tortoise sings his sad song, he sings, "Poor old Tortoise, hanging in a tree. Poor old Tortoise, who will set him free? Ah, 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 ah." Well, this time Fish hears Tortoise's sad song, and Fish looks up and says, "Hey, Tortoise, whoa, what you doing up there, huh?" Tortoise looks down and says, "Hyena did this to me. He thought it was funny." Fish says, "Well, hey, Tortoise, want me to get you down?" Tortoise says, "Yes." So Fish swims very, very quickly through the water, jumps out of the water, snaps the rope with his mouth. Down comes Tortoise right onto the riverbank. Tortoise says, "Oh, Fish, thank you. You have saved my life. And because you have saved my life, I will give you a gift." And he takes his great clay pot and he puts in colors, beautiful colors. Many, many beautiful colors. And he paints colors on Fish's side so that when he swims through the river, you can see the colors of the rainbow. Well, Fish thought he looked fine. And he went on his way. And Tortoise went on his way. But guess who he meets again?
Hyena.
Hyena says, well, he says, hey, Tortoise, wait a minute. He says, I gotta talk to you. Wait a minute. How'd you get down from the tree, Tortoise? Tortoise says, well, Fish helped me. Hyena says, well, never mind that. Hey, I just saw Zebra, and he says that you painted those stripes on him. And I just saw Mandel, and he says you put those colors up on his face. Hyena looks down and says, hey, Tortoise, did you put those colors on Fish? Tortoise says, yeah, they all helped me, so I gave them colors. Well, Hyena says, I want colors. Tortoise said, no. Why should I give you colors? You hung me up in a tree 3 times. You hung me up in a tree. Why should I give you colors? And Hyena said, because. And his eyes got very narrow. And he pulls his lips back so you could see his teeth. And he says, because if you don't, I will eat you right here and now. Well, Tortoise was very much afraid. Tortoise knew Hyena would do it. He also knew that he couldn't run faster. So he would have to think faster. Tortoise says, well, okay. What colors do you want? Hyena says, well, I want better colors than Zebra. I want brighter colors than Mandrel. I want more colors than Fish. In fact, I want all the colors. Tortoise says, you want all the colors? Hyena says, yeah. Tortoise says, okay. Takes his great clay pot. He takes all his colors, puts it in that pot, and he starts mixing them up together. Now, have you ever taken all sorts of colors and you mix them all up together? Well, if you have, then you know that it doesn't make black. It doesn't make brown. It does not make gray. If you take all sorts of colors, mix them all up together, what you get is this black color. So Tortoise has this big bowl of this, you know, black color. And he says, Hyena, would you like spots? And Hyena goes, oh, yeah, that'd be really cool. Black, just sort of gobs that yucky color all over Hyena. Well, now, Hyena, he thinks he's covered with spiffy colors. He takes off. Tortoise, he packs up his stuff and he goes in the other direction. And it wasn't long before Hyena finds out Tortoise tricked him. All the other animals, they take one look at Hyena and they say, Hyena, where have you been? You look disgusting. Well, Hyena is going to get that Tortoise. Whoa. Now, Tortoise, he goes to this place where there's all sorts of rocks that look just like him. And he pulls in his hands and he pulls in his feet and he pulls in his head and he sits very, very still. And Hyena comes and he looks and he looks and he looks, but he can't find Tortoise. Well, after Hyena leaves, Tortoise comes out of his shell. And he continues on that journey. And do you know, he is still on that journey today.